and now a story of science, rising from the ashes. The disintegration of the space shuttle Columbia earlier this spring was first and foremost a tragic loss of life, but it also meant the end of dozens of science experiments that the astronauts brought into space with them. One locker containing several student-generated projects landed remarkably intact in the parking lot of a convenience store in Nacogdoches, Texas. Earlier this week at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, NASA opened the container and let the organizations retrieve their samples. On hand to retrieve his group's experiment was Lewis Friedman, executive director of the Planetary Society, a private group that supports the exploration of the solar system and the search for extraterrestrial life. And Lewis Friedman joins us now from the Planetary Society's offices in Pasadena, California. Welcome.
Glad to be here.
Can you describe the scene for us at the Kennedy Space Center when they opened that box?
Well, it was a very tense and interesting process. The box was brought over. It was clearly damaged, lots of heat damage on the outside. The box was slightly deformed a little bit, and it took a lot of work to get it open. It didn't go smoothly at all, and there was a lot of care taken, and there was a it was very hard to get the cover off, and when the last cover that actually reveals the experiments was taken off, there was a kind of like a collective gasp and a sigh. There was no cheering or anything like that. It was more of a wow, you know, it really is there, and the experiments look good. That was the other amazing part. The outside of the box, of course, looked terrible, but the experiments look good.
Now, your experiments came with the handy abbreviation GOBS.
Yes.
What was that?
GOBS, G-O-B-B-S-S, growth of bacterial biofilms on space surfaces. And it's testing the idea of bacteria that would be able to move through space between the planets. And that's the theory of panspermia, or more accurately, transpermia, the idea that life can actually go from planet to planet. And some people think that Mars life might have come to Earth that way, or vice versa. And this was one very small experiment looking at bacteria on a biofilm.
Now, do you think you're going to get usable data back?
Well, we won't know that till it gets in the laboratory and it looks at a scanning electron microscope, but we are quite hopeful of that. We have there's two scientists involved, one from Israel, Aaron Schenker, and one from NASA Johnson Space Center, David Warmflash. And the most interesting thing is we also have two students involved, one a Palestinian student from Bethlehem in Palestine, and the other an Israeli student from Tel Aviv. And that was part of the Planetary Society's interest, to use the inspiration of space exploration to get students involved in a peace initiative to bring people together. And that, we hope, has been enhanced by the recovery of this experiment.
Now, what are you going to actually have to do? You mentioned taking this into a microscope, but what do you hope to discover?
Well, the science, of course, is always making small steps, and in this case, we're looking for the bacteria growth in weightlessness. Then we hope the next experiment someday will look at that in vacuum and weightlessness, and then maybe in an interplanetary voyage we'll be able to continually test the ideas of can bacteria really grow, and how do they grow in space, or can they even survive, and by that, we'll know more about how life might be able to move between the planets.
Now, you're talking about a future planetary voyage. Obviously, you're expecting more expeditions into space. And what's your next experiment, if you had to pick one?
Well, I don't think we can plan a next experiment just yet. First of all, of course, opportunities are limited. We have to see the results of this. We have ideas, whether it's an Earth orbital flight or a suborbital flight or a sounding rocket flight. We have one very interesting idea that I'm interested in as a goal, which is to do it on an interplanetary sample return, much like the Japanese mission, which is being launched this week to go to an asteroid and return a sample, or potentially a future Mars sample return mission, or Stardust, a cometary sample return mission. If we could just hitch a ride on one of these sample return missions, we could have a bacteria go out into space, experience the space environment just as if it was riding a meteorite that travels between the planets, or an asteroid that travels between the planets. And if we could do that, we would be able to actually simulate the whole idea of panspermia.
Lewis Friedman, thanks very much.
Nice to talk to you. to you.
Louis Friedman is Executive Director of the Planetary Society, and he was with us from the Planetary Society's offices in Pasadena, California. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.